Hi, welcome back. Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power. And I wanted to take this time and introduce a question that maybe you've never thought about, things that make you go, Have you ever, as you're looking at solar for your home and your current situation, your home is an asset. At some point in time, you may want to sell it. And the decision you make today may ultimately affect how that home sells and at what price and how fast. So the topic that I'd like to just take a couple minutes of time and throw out some information is, what does your solar decision look like as it relates to the future home buyer of your home? That to dig in a little bit there, it really relates to the method of finance. The power that you're using in your home might be different than the power that the future buyer uses. So there's a little bit of uncontrollable information on that side of it, but the method of finance that you use to purchase that solar system may dramatically impact the way your home looks to a prospective buyer, even a prospective real estate agent or appraiser. Let me break it down a little bit. If you pay cash for a solar system and owe nothing on it when you go to sell your home, that's going to add equity to your property. It's going to make it very attractive for the real estate agent to market that house, and the new home buyer is going to be able to take that value. And if you've added equity to your property because of the solar system, they're going to be able to amortize that added value over 30 years in their mortgage. It's going to have very little impact on their monthly mortgage. Easy to sell, easy to transact, offers no challenge, zero challenge to the sale process. Now, a finance option where the loan is on your debt-to-income ratio, your credit score, and does not transfer with the home buyer, that too looks just like a cash purchase. It's going to drive the equity in your property up. It's going to make the real estate agent have a nice marketable product to sell, and the home buyer is going to really like the way that looks. Now let's look at a lease. The lease is owned by a third-party asset or third-party holder. There's an easement onto the property, and in order to transfer that into the new home buyer's name, they're going to need to want to look. They're going to need to want that lease, and maybe they don't want that decision. Also, leases don't add value to the property. So, from a real estate agent's perspective, it's not going to give you a competitive advantage to the neighbor who has, for example, a solar system that's been paid off. That also could deter some prospective buyers where they say, hey, I like the house, but I don't want that lease payment for the electric bill. And that could scare off some of your prospective buyers. A power purchase agreement is very much like a lease. It does not add equity, and it can add complication for leasing and the real estate agent in the sale of the process. Then there's a finance method called PACE. It's a little bit of both. PACE is using the equity in the property to borrow the money. The loan stays with the home even if you sell it and move, and the new homeowner just assumes the payments for the loan, whatever's left on it. That can be a little bit of, the reason why I say it's a little bit of both is because it's attractive because it's got some tax benefits. It stays with the home. However, that new home buyer might say, you know what? I don't really want to recognize that purchase. I just want to buy the house. So it changes the negotiation a little bit. Doesn't mean it's a bad deal. Every one of those finance options work for different people at different times. The point of this video really was to take the eyes off of your purchase for yourself and look how it ultimately affects the way you sell your home. And that ultimately may be the deal make or break at this particular point in time for your decision. So a purchase or a finance for ownership is what I call a one-time decision. You make the decision now, and ultimately you don't have to make the decision when you sell your home. A lease, a power purchase agreement, or PACE financing is a two-time decision. You're going to make the decision now, you're going to enjoy the benefits while you're in the home, but ultimately you're going to need to make a decision when it comes time to sell your home, depending on what your buyer looks like in the market. Hopefully this added some value to your decision process. As always, thanks for taking the time to join us on these videos where we try to make the education of and the decision of going solar as easy as possible.
That was easy.
See you on the next video.